First win was at Talladega, but to come here at one of the sport's toughest racetracks and to beat, one of the most successful drivers in the series history, what fulfillment do you get to go out there and just grab it the way that you did?
Yeah, it's super fulfilling. I just owe it to my 17 guys. We really were not good there early in the race, kind of struggled in the bottom the whole entire race. And when it moved up, we'd be okay, but definitely not as good as we were at the end there. So just appreciate them and their hard work to stay in it the whole entire race.
Other questions? We'll go to Jeff and then Jordan.
Hey, Jeff Gluck from The Athletic. What were you thinking as you're trying to find speed there at the end and find the lines, and he's trying to take your line away, and you're trying to search for something? You've got lap traffic, you're getting closer. I mean, what was that battle like for you?
Yeah, to be honest with you, he really was not using all the track. He would always be, half a car width below the edge of the rubber there. So he'd really just leave me open to have my right sides in the clean track. And honestly, like that's what you chase here is the gray track. So he was leaving that open for me. And without that, he would have made it really, really difficult. If I would have had to be down in the rubber, it would have been hard to turn under him, and I would have struggled a lot more. So didn't really want to use it too much because late in a run like that, you move up and start going hard in the clean track, you can blow a right front super easy here. But yeah, it was just enough that he left there for me to kind of, I would just, run hard to the center and then turn down. So yeah, it was really just what he left out there for me.
With the amount of dirt races that you've won and having to navigate traffic similarly and stuff while chasing somebody down, say, like, do you kind of get in the same mentality in a situation like this, or does it require something different?
Yeah, it's pretty different. The main thing with lap traffic is you don't want to slow your pace down to theirs. So whatever that means that you have to do, you want to clear them as soon as possible. With a sprint car, that looks a little different because you can just go bomb it in there and slide two guys at a time. And your options are a lot more open to the lanes that you can run to get by lap cars. Whereas for me right there, like if I'd have went to the bottom, I would have plowed and gone slow, and lap cars probably would have ran faster than me up top. So it really has to work out here. I was able to get to people's right rears, and that was the biggest thing for me. If I would have had to, run the bottom and get to the left rears and get bogged down, I would have really struggled a lot more.
We'll go to Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. What is some of the big things you've learned since the beginning of the year to now, regarding experience and just kind of acclimating?
Yeah, really too much to just kind of say a couple big ones, but I think just how to pace my race. Like right there, I did a lot of tire saving there at the beginning of the run, hoping that we would have a long run and it would move up, and exactly what happened would happen. It's rare that that happens in our series. We really, I've said it multiple times this year, my guys give me great long run cars week after week, and we'll get a caution 20 laps into a run and it'll throw the pit cycle off and everything else. So I think for me, just learning how to pace my race, save tires, this has been a big thing. And yeah, just racecraft. Overall, I think this today was the first day that I was really able to, take people's right rears. That's a big thing that I've tried to learn because, in a sprint car, if you get to someone's outside and their right rear's at your left front, you're probably going to go flipping. Whereas here, if you get to someone's right rear, you grab the right rear down the straightaway and it's pretty much a free pass. So just a lot of racecraft stuff.
A lot of speculation and talk about your future and when you could be in the Cup Series, maybe even as soon as next year. Do you feel like you're ready or you're on a path to being in the Cup Series in 2027?
I'm just doing all I can to focus on getting as good as I can this year.
We'll come over here to the right.
Patrick Cass, Del Mar Sports Network. Corey, you're up now to second in points after today's victory. At what point this season did you realize you could be a legit title contender?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I'm not really a points racer. I really don't focus on that sort of thing. I think honestly, if we keep winning races and doing our job, then the points will kind of take care of themselves. So I'm more in that mindset. I still have a lot to learn, and I'm still gonna have a lot of struggles this year and days where I really probably don't do very well. So I think I'm gonna shoot myself in the foot if I sit here and look at the points and go into Charlotte next week worrying about the points. I'm just focused on trying to win races.
Thanks, Corey.
We'll come here in the middle to Dustin, and then over here to the left.
Dustin Lobino, J-Ski. Emotionally, like, how does this win compare to Talladega? Because that was your first. It was under caution, though, and then here you just went up and won it.
Yeah, this one feels really good for sure. Had to earn this one. You know, that's kind of when you watch a really cool NASCAR race, it's usually comes down to a guy with, you know, a really good long run car running someone down and passing him at the end of the race. So I feel like, you know, that's what we did today. And just show it to my guys, you know, you got to have a really good car to be able to do something like that. And for it to be my first time here and, you know, not really know a lot of things about this place and be competitive enough to win just shows a testament to how good my 17 guys are. Thank you.
We're going to come over here in the middle.
Hi, Tevin Modesto of the Tower. Where are you? We're about halfway through the regular season, and this is your 7th win of the year. Where about are you in relation to your preseason expectations?
I'd say, you know, I'm probably surpassing them a little bit. I was, you know, honestly, my preseason expectations were to, you know, win a race and be in a good position to make the chase. So being wherever we are in points is surpassed what I was hoping for. I was hoping for top 12. So yeah, I think having 2 wins so far is also really good. So, the goal is to just now keep winning more races.
Are there any other questions down here? We'll take one here in the middle from Tim. And then press box, if you have any questions, please get ready to ask them.
Tim Moore, Motorsports, say congrats on a win, Corey. I am wondering, though, from the perspective, because you mentioned saving tires, when would you say, at what point there late in the run, did you feel like you actually had a chance of catching the 7?
First off, thank you. And, I don't know. I'd say about 15 to go there. I'd moved up to the top lane and felt really, really good up there. Felt as good as I had all day. And, you know, I could see him not really struggling yet, but just I felt it was way easier for me to run a faster pace up there than it was for him to run a faster pace up there. And at that point, I knew we'd have a chance. It's pretty crazy. You know, he was, if I had to guess, 2 seconds, 2.5 seconds out in front of me. And, you know, it takes, you know, all 20 laps to get there, even when you're much faster than someone. So you really can't make any mistakes. So I was just, you know, for us, like I said, we struggled all day. So if we could have ran second, that would have been, you know, a really good day. So for me, I was just doing my best to not make any mistakes and, yeah, just run them down. And it all worked out with lap cars, too.
And say that just kind of bring to me your mindset, at least through the restarts, because there was a lot of chaos, especially in the late portion of the race. Just how challenging was it managing traffic, and then how different was it once you got the clean air?
Yeah, it was definitely difficult managing traffic. You know, this year I feel like our cars are very affected by dirty air, you know, not to like the Cup Series level or the trucks, but we're definitely more affected by dirty air than we ever have been. And it's definitely tough because it's different at every racetrack. Like I was talking about earlier, him leaving me that little bit on the outside of him was enough for me to get there. I feel like if he doesn't do that, it probably looks different and I really can't get to him. So it's always, you know, your balance is always way different in traffic compared to getting in clean air. So, yeah, it was nice to be able to get there at the end of the race.
We're going to come down here to Lee and then to Holly, and then we'll check the press box.
Corey, you said that running on dirt tracks allowed you to acclimate quicker to these style of racetracks, but what is it about your learning process perhaps that gives you the opportunity to just kind of figure things out really quickly? Is it you just kind of consider yourself a quick study?
To be honest with you, I feel like I'm very blessed with the ability to be able to pick things up quickly. And for me, I just try and keep a clear mind. And, you know, honestly, I feel like if you think about this stuff too much, then you go pretty numb to your feels of everything and you can just get over stimulated and just kind of go in the wrong direction really quick. So for me, to be honest with you, I try and do all the wrong things I can first. Go drive down into the corner too deep, go make the thing get loose, like do all those things to find where the limits of things are so I know to not go there, and then I can kind of, you know, dial in within those limits.
We'll go to Holly.
Congratulations to you, Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. I wanted to ask you how cool it is having a guy like Kyle Larson sitting in your pits, smiling, feeling proud of you at the things that you're doing, and kind of having that relationship that you have with him. That's pretty cool, and not a whole lot of rookies come in and have the reigning cup champion kind of watching over things.
Yeah, thank you. And yeah, it is super cool. Kyle's obviously been a really big part of me getting here and my success on, you know, the weekend. So I appreciate him a lot. Without him, like I said, I probably wouldn't be here. So it's super cool. He's obviously very, very good at what he does. And to be honest with you, I spent many years studying him in a sprint car to try and hopefully one day be as good as he is. And it's pretty cool to kind of see it you know, take the next step like it is now.
Are there any questions in the press box? Any final questions down here? All right, Corey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you.